Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're also live streaming on the SETI Stargate, hopefully. And if you can't find us there, check out Rumble and some of the other Gab, and we're on quite a few other platforms. It seems that we seem to be getting strikes now and then against us. And so again, just look on Rumble or the other ones, you know, we're all over the place right now. It's easy to find us. A lot going on right now. I'm going to skip a lot of the news and just bring on our guests because we have such a great guest. And we have Elena Danon, and she's a contactee experiencer since her early childhood, born in France, archaeologist, druidess, shaman, energy, and sound healer. She worked as a field archaeologist for 20 years, mainly in Egypt, for the CNRS and the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities, balancing both her scientific education and work experience with her natural psychic and cognitive abilities. Elena narrates with simplicity the incredible adventures she was privileged to live. She's a contactee experiencer since early childhood. And on that note, we're going to bring Elena on, I hope. Wait, we're having a little difficulty. Okay, we're good. All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, James. I'm really glad to be back and have an interesting exchange again.
Yeah, that was a great one last time. I got your book right here. And it's A Gift from the Stars, Alien Races. Amazing book. I think everybody should get this. And I think everybody, you know, don't wait for the government to tell you what's going on. That was another total fail, which we all said it would be. And, you know, we can talk about that going into that. And so get her book and Alien Races, A Gift from the Stars by Elena Danon. And I highly recommend it if you really want to find out what's going on. And don't wait for the government to brief you. Brief yourself. You know, that's what it's all about. But on that note, I wanted to talk about, have you been watching this? You know, they really blew this up like it was going to be the big release and the big, everybody's going to know everything. They're going to blow the lid off. And it started off with two jet fighters following a fuzzy tic tac, you know. And that was the big event, right? And I go, okay. And then nothing, you know, like birds chirping in the distance, you know, crickets.
Yeah. You know? The big revelation of this century was, hey, UFOs are real, but we don't know what they are. Yes, that's amazing.
I know, and we know who the occupants are. We know the different races and everything. I mean, you know more than I do about these, but I mean, I've met quite a few of them firsthand, and we know them by name. You know, it's not like, you know, we know what they eat and how they live and their cultures, and these guys are going, we don't know anything, you know, anything about them. They're real. That's all they said.
I mean, they not only show that they're ridiculous, but it is a little bit of kind of offense to our intelligence, you know, because we know these things. People now are not fooled. We know.
Yeah, the new swamp gas is Starlink. You know, everything is Starlink now. No matter what you film up there, it's Starlink. That's the new.
The new weather balloon.
Yeah, weather balloon and swamp gas theories. But I know we filmed, I don't know if you saw it, we filmed this massive ship that came over, and it was a series of a whole bunch of bright lights in a long, and it was rocking. It was like rocking like up and down as it went over. And then it turned like at a big angle as it went over the horizon, quite an angle. And they're trying to say it was Starlink. And we just said, no, I don't think so. I said, there was one Starlink satellite in the air at the time, according to Heavens Above. And they don't act like that. Come on. I mean, that was a huge string. And that thing was seen seen in other states here in the US. It was seen in Australia. I think other countries, it was like a lot of people got footage of that. It was a massive ship. And we asked who was on that ship, and they told us, oh God, I can't remember the name of it. It was such a bizarre name, but there were actually six dimensional beings on that ship. And it was pretty massive ship. And they, they were working with the Orion Council of Light, the positive, the Planetary Liberator guys. They're working with them to help liberate the planet. But I'd love to get into, I know your story, when I was reading your story about your earlier abductions, oh man, I think it's a Thoron is his name, when he grabbed that one by the neck and broke its neck. I swear I got a big smile on my face, because that's exactly what I wanted to do. when I saw what they did to you, I said, God, I wish I could just grab one of those guys, and they do break pretty easy. They're not very strong. But we could go a little, I don't want to go into a lot of that, but I mean, you can go a little bit about, you had some negative experiences. Let's shed a little bit of light on theirs, because everybody says, there's people in the UFO field, they're saying all ETs are positive. They're all open wide, let any of them come into your field, and to me, that's the most illogical and I'm trying to think of, I can't even think of the word for it. It's just incomprehensible. I can't even imagine somebody misleading people like that, irresponsibility. That's what I'm like. It's the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard. But I'd like to hear your take on that.
Yeah. My take on that, I'm going to be honest to all those who believe that all ETs are love and light. All ETs are love and light. Yes. 9 years old, yes, destroy a little girl's vagina and bleed her horribly, and that she had to end up 2 months in hospital. Yes, that's love and light.
Yeah. Plus, they were putting implants in your brain, and they would have killed you if it wasn't for your rescuers.
Yeah. So I am not the only one, and there's millions like me.
Yeah. And I'm trying to tell people, these guys are nasty. These little grays, stay away from them. And the tall grays too. I have no love for that group there. They're very powerful mentally. They can focus some extreme negativity towards you, like dread. You're going to die in the next minute. They're very powerful mentally. They're not too strong physically, but they're nasty. Is it the Maitreya?
The way they pronounce pronounces Maitra. Maitre, they say.
And I've had two run-ins with those guys, and they are nasty. I don't care what anybody says.
They are hate impersonated.
Yeah, if there is pure evil, I would say they're pretty close, close to the top.
I saw one by distance by telepathy from Thorhan, who was next to one. And even by telepathy, by distance, remotely, I was totally terrified. A friend of mine, Stephen Chow, who died for having disclosed all he knew on an interview with me on my channel. He died 4 days later. He worked in our Area 51 as a jet pilot. And he saw the Maitra. He saw them. He had interactions with them. Well, kind of interaction. And he said the same thing. He said, they are the most hateful beings you can imagine. They are interdimensional. They come from galaxy Andromeda. They consider humans like crap, let's say it. It's like they want something, they take it, he said. And they have hate on their face. And the way he describes them, it's like, no, not all ETs are love and light. And this tall grays like the Maitre or the Kiri Tokert, but especially the Maitre, they are the nastiest. It's the tall grays that are really evil. The small ones, they are minions. Synthetics or biologics, they are their minions, because they are either enslaved, either terrified as well.
Yeah. And there, I know different races use the small ones, and it depends on who's using them as to what your experience is. And And if the tall grays are using them, you're screwed, you know, or some of the reptilians, you know, are using the grays. They seem to have utilized them for different projects or things that they're doing. But I know there's some you've had a lot of plating experiences, and I'd love to talk about, you know, let's kind of push those. Well, let's talk a little bit about the reptilians. I want to get your take. I just tell people don't work with them, period. You know, there might be some benevolent ones out there, but they just think differently than we do. They have a different mindset, and they're mainly basing the survival and control and domination or whatever. And they just think differently. They have that reptilian brain. And now there may be some, there might be a couple out there that aren't negative, but if you don't know what you're doing, it's best to like shut that channel down, because the bill comes due. I mean, they'll come and hang out with you for a while, and you, oh, they're my lover, they're my protector, everything. But as soon as you say no and you stop working, that bill comes due, and it gets ugly. And I try to warn people about that. You know, they may be all fun and games in the beginning, but there's a price in the end.
Yeah, reptilians. Okay, reptilians. There are many different reptilian species out in this galaxy and beyond. The ones interacting with Earth are not friends of humanity. Mm-hmm. The pacifist or nice reptilian species are not involved in our affairs. Well, maybe some of them are with the Federation, but anyway, the ones that we may meet and deal with on Earth are not our friends. Of course, some of them can suddenly decide to become nice, but that's exceptions, and it's extremely rare. Reptilians are very deceptive.
Yeah,
they are really deceptive. Well, first, they can shapeshift, but they can make you believe they're all love and light, they're filled with love, and they're your friends. And once you have a bond with them, as you say, it gets ugly. And or if you refuse them, they reveal their true nature. Mm-hmm. The reptilians involved with Earth, there are two types. The main annoying ones are the Sikars. They look like the devil, you know, with curled horns. The lords, their lords and masters have wings even. These are very big, very tough, and these are very dangerous. If you meet one, you're done. There's nothing. You just have to say goodbye. So these ones are involved with the elites and all. The bad stuff happening on Earth. And you have also the Naga. That's a different species. They are related to the Sikars because they originate from the same world. They are the warrior class. So you have two types of Naga, the warrior class who came with the Sikars and who are horrible. They are really horrible and very extremely nasty beings. And there is also an ancient colony of Naga that dates back to the Anunnaki a long time ago, who has been living underground since so long and who have been quiet, you know. These ones were all right. But when the Sikars came back with the other Naga warriors, they found them and they allied with them again. So long story short, if you meet a reptilian being here on Earth, just run. Don't try to interact. Just shut everything down and run.
And find, you know, to me, the only way out of that is make friends with the benevolent ones, you know, and call on them for help. And a lot of times, as in your case, they'll step in and say, you know, and take care of it. We had a, right here at East SETI, we had a ship coming in and everybody was excited. It was a big ship. It was coming in low and everybody was really excited. They're going, you know, and I go, whoa, wait. I said, that does not feel good. I go, this ship is not. And what I got, it was one of the reptilian ships. I'm not sure which group was on it. And then like just a couple seconds later, we see this big blue flash in the sky and just powder. just like a powder in the sky. That was it. It was gone. And wow. they just dematerialized it. You know, they said they hit it with a beam that breaks the molecular bond of everything down the atomic structure. It just turns into a dust or a powder. But and the Palladians actually did that. You know, and so they have some technology, some pretty advanced technology. Yeah.
Oh, James, I've seen that of my own eyes too. Well, not of my own eyes, of Thorhan's own eyes. Sometimes we are in telepathy when he has an intense emotion, something intense is happening for mm-hmm. him. So the telepathic link switches off and I'm just projected to see through his eyes. And maybe 5 or 6 times I've seen this. He's on a ship with other people and they are shooting at enemy ships. And sometimes it's triangular ship, sometimes triangular, it's grays, and sometimes it's reptilians, like kind of saucer shapes or square rectangular shapes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they shoot them with beams, energy beams, but it disintegrates the ship. There is no explosion, no expansion of matter, but it's like imploding and it's like sparkles of, it's like glitter. The whole ship is suddenly glitter, particles of glitter, and it goes like, and it disappears like in another dimension. I don't, there's not a trace left. Yeah. And he said to me, it breaks down the molecular structure and it projects it in a parallel dimension, that there are no debris. Normally they don't do that, but because they are in our space, in our system, they don't want us to have the debris. Mm-hmm. So that's why they just create, it's like a singular, it creates a singularity. And because also what's on board, the generator, you know, it's made with the life force, the force energy, the frill. So when the frill gets shot at, it just implodes and creates a really quick singularity. So
Yeah, it's exactly what we saw. I mean, there was just a big blue flash. There was an explosion. There's no explosion, just everything just poofed. You know, you could see a little dust cloud and then it vanished and then the cloud wasn't even there anymore. You know, so.
Wow.
So they are intervening a lot on our behalf. I tell people in the military, I said, you know, in the interest of national security, I said, don't you think it's a really good idea that we make friends with these guys, you know, with the spiritually and technologically advanced ones, because they have the real technology and they could turn a planet into a cinder if they wanted to. And we need protection from the other ones. And so let's work with the benevolent ones. And I think that's where things are going. It seems to me that that's where things are shifting to. But we have to go through this, like, I guess, purge or this big shift that we're going through right now before the benevolence can come in and really make their presence known.
Yes, yes. And the benevolent ones, the Galactic Federation of Worlds and the higher councils, they have already made deals recently with some good sides of our government and military. And there are some good program existing already, and we need to focus on these guys.
That's why I tell everybody, you've got to forget about what the news is telling you, because the ones that they're making out to be the dark hats or the bad guys are actually the white hats and the good guys. And there's things being done behind the scenes that you don't know about, and there's agreements made and pacts made with some very powerful people. And I know our leader is one of them, our true leader, not whatever that thing is we have in there now.
Yes.
whatever he is, I don't know what he is. I don't know if he's a clone or a puppet or an actor or an android, you know, but, you know, that there was agreements made. I know Modi's involved with it in India. I know Trump's involved with it. I know even. And I had my doubts about Xi Jinping, but I'm hearing now that there's major arrests going on with the CCP, and they're starting to take them down. And I just recently heard that there's a big movement now to clear that out. And then I also heard that the I'm not even sure if I heard it or where I heard this from, but I heard it from a couple of different places. You were probably the originator of it, but in Antarctica, I think there's a huge cleanup going on there. Could you talk about that?
Yes, James, that effectively came from me, but not exactly from me, from a contact I have there, a friend of mine, actually. Mm-hmm. And I rather not say too much about him. I don't want him to be in trouble. Yeah. But he got in contact with me, and I straight away, I put him in contact with Michael Sala, mm-hmm. who knows better than me about these things. And so what happened, and Thorhan also confirmed. So what happened is my friend said once, he works in a certain place in Antarctica, and he said, oh my gosh, there's many boats arriving in the winter season. It's not normal. It's normally when people leave, especially China and Turkey, they bring a lot of material to build more bases. I don't know. We are flooded by Chinese and Turkish people. I don't know what's happening. There are plenty of countries arriving now. Mm. Oh no, that something's happening. That's weird. The following day says to me, oh my God, now something new. There are so many German people. We are flooded with German people. And he said, I tried to talk to them, but they wouldn't talk to me. They are very reserved. And there are plenty. So I say, okay. At that point, I put him in contact with Michael Sala. And then I asked Thoran. I said to my friend, I said, well, listen, I'm going to ask Thoran if he has elements with that. Mm-hmm. Thoran said, I had a contact that night, and Thoran said, yes, the Earth Alliance, which is the alliance, military alliance from the Federation and Galactic Federation of Worlds and the US Navy and other benevolent people. They've hit hard Antarctica, and the Dark Fleet is being defeated there, he said. The elites of the Dark Fleet based in Antarctica, the high ranks, he said, and the high rank reptilians, human and reptilians, are leaving by the portal that is in the South Pole. And all the other people, all the population of the Dark Fleet, the technicians, the families, they are leaving by boat. They cannot take the portals nor the ships. There's not enough for everyone. They are leaving by land and by boat. I went, okay. So I wrote back to my friend and I said, listen, an important question. These Germans, are they coming in or are they leaving? And he replied, he said, oh no, they are leaving. They come from the South Pole and they are leaving by boats to Argentina, the other Nazi stronghold.
Yeah.
I went, damn, that's it. And Michael was like, oh my God. And we got something. And so it was confirmed that effectively the Dark Fleet was defeated and was leaving Antarctica. So that's how we knew. And they're leaving by, and there's a portal in the South Pole, interdimensional portal. Well, it's, Thorhan calls it a jump door. And he says this jump door has two destinations, Mars or Aldebaran. Aldebaran is now the headquarters of the Dark Fleet. And Aldebaran, what Thoran said to me, is now the headquarters of the Dark Fleet in Aldebaran. Don't want to hear anymore about the Nachwaffen Dark Fleet of this star system, the Antarctica and Mars outpost. I don't know what is about Sirius, but it's in the process of being as well. That's gonna. But so they kind of cut contact with them. And Thorhan said to me, these people, they rather cut an infected limb. So because the Dark Fleet factions in our solar system, be it in Antarctica or in Mars, are being hammered and defeated. And these people have such a mentality of competition and, you know, and be the best or die, like they have higher standards. If you're a loser, you're not part of them anymore. So that's what's happening. So I don't know where they're going. I don't know.
Yeah, now this is just something that I was kind of tapping in, and I got some information about the moon. And they said, they told me a long time ago, once there was no moon, then there was two moons, and then there was one moon. And that it's actually a terraforming planet that was brought here to help terraform the Earth. And then the reptilians took it over. But now they've got it back. Now, are they done? They've cleaned up the moon, from what I understand. And I think they're going to Mars now, and they're going to liberate a lot of the people that don't even know Earth still exists. I mean, they were told that Earth was destroyed and this is your new home and there's nowhere else to go, you know? So I guess they're in the process however they are going to do it to liberate Mars now. Have you heard anything along those notes?
Well, James, I heard exactly the same intel, absolutely exactly the same. So the moon has been liberated from the occupants, which were mainly greys from Orion, but there was also the reptilians, Sikar reptilians on the moon as well. But it was run by the Nebu, the Orion group. So a few months ago, the Galactic Federation started to hit. And Thorhan said that they had help from Earth military as well. I didn't know it at the time yet. It was the Earth Alliance and US Navy, with Solar Warden and all the allies. So the moon had been liberated. And I've seen from Thorhan's eyes twice, the fights behind the moon, these triangular ships being destroyed and like disappear like in glitter, you know. And he said, so the moon has been liberated. The slaves have been liberated. There were slave facilities for two reasons. For traffic, it was a turning point to redispatch slaves somewhere else. And also mining facility. There's a lot of mining going on the moon. So all of this has been cleared. And now the moon has been given back to the Earth people because it belongs to the Earth people now. So what Thorhan told me, we've done our job. We've liberated it from invaders. Now it's yours. And we have no interest to know what you're going to do with it. No interest. When I say that to Michael Sala, you know, it was in a video live, and he said to me, he asked questions, but he knows the answers before, so he wants to check, and it was absolutely amazing because I said that, and he said, that's interesting now, because 1 week, 2 weeks ago, he said 2 weeks ago, NASA announced that there was now some corporation that were competing to just send inhabited flights to the moon. And suddenly everybody's rushing to the moon. I went, oh my God, that's why. That's why.
Yeah.
And when the moon was liberated, they started hitting Mars quite hard. Reds on the Mars bases. They did one red, and then they stopped. They say, okay, now that's the color. You can either surrender or either follow the consequences, because we are going to kick you out from this planet. So it's mainly reptilians there that are in control. Although there are greys as well, but that Mars, it's mainly reptilians. There are two main bases. I'm not a specialist on Mars. I just said what Thorhan tells me. The main base, Aries Prime, is run by reptilians in co-run with Earth elites, but it's really mainly the reptilians who really are in charge, and the Earth people are totally scared, terrified of them. So this the Dark Fleet is there. So it's the Dark Fleet, and I think it's been the U.S. Air Force until now, but it has changed. There's an American presence anyway, and the Dark Fleet, and reptilians. So this was a start to be read. You need to know that these bases are mainly underground, so it's difficult to just destroy them. So what the Federation has done, they did exactly how they did with Earth, which is still going on in process and liberation of Earth. But they did on Mars exactly what they did on Earth. It's their policy. They empowered the local people. Mm-hmm. On Mars, there's a local resistance. There's a local people living there, reptilians and insectoids. These are not really biologically from Mars, but they've been brought there so many eons ago that they're like Martians now. So these reptilians and insectoids are nice. Well, they're harmless. So they've been empowered, trained, given weapons by the Federation, that they stand for themselves and they fight and they get their planet back. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Federation is there to help them from space. But on the ground, it's like the Earth Alliance on Earth, you know. So that's what's going on Mars at the moment. A lot of fight on the ground and some reds time to time. Thorhan told me it could take months, years, hopefully not. Why they waited to go and attack Mars? Why now? Because also they were waiting for all the elites of Earth and the main corporation CEOs to exile to Mars. Because as long as these people were on Earth, it was extremely difficult to get them. And it would have involved an open war, which would have transformed Earth into a battlefield, and nobody wanted that. So they were waiting for the elites to leave, and there are still some others. They're still leaving to be cornered on Mars. And once there, oh my God.
Yeah. I know they hammered a lot of them in transit. They took care of a lot of them in transit. And I know in the Antarctica, they can't even get their ship. Whatever is left, is they're just leaving it. They can't get their ships in the air because they're just, as soon as they get in the air, boom, they're down. You know? So they're just evacuating, you know, they're getting out of Dodge as quick as they can. But it's funny because you hear all these stories and then you hear other people telling the same story, and then boots on the ground. So obviously something's going on. There are people out there that are going to say, oh, this is all myth. Nothing's happening. What do they call that? I can't remember what it is, but they have a name for it. I have to think of it. I'll come up with it. But there's a lot of people. There's just a lot of people really angry and they're saying nothing's going on. But, you know, any way you look at it, it's so obvious there's something really big going on. And, you know, I look at what's unfolding. I don't want to go too much into that, but I look at the bad acting, you know, and the theater that's happening now, and anybody could see through it. And you see these events coming. Now, I'm wondering if are they telling you anything about, because I know that NATO and these other guys are trying to start World War, you know, III, basically. And they're doing all they can. They're taking ships and intruding into Russian waters and things like that. Because I know Putin kicked them out a long time ago, and he's just been hammering on the global elite and the banksters. And so now they're trying to combine their energies and go after him and start World War III. Have they talked anything about what's happening there? And is there going to be some intervention, or What have you heard about that?
I haven't heard recently about this. I don't have any intel about it. The only intel I have concerning Earth is that the clearance of the underground still continues. There are still areas to be cleared. The Earth Alliance is fighting a lot. But I have heard also that some factions of some governments that were before working with the baddies have turned their jacket to work with the good ones now. I don't know the names. I think the US Air Force has turned to the goods, good ones, the good side. I mean, because the cabal is losing. They're really losing. They're panicking. They're losing. So everyone looks at their own interests, you know, even the corporations, they go, oh, wait a minute, we're going to go where the wind turns well, you know. Something happens, it was in April, I got a message from Thor Hansen, and a burst of joy and victory. I say, it was overwhelming. It was even too much for me. And I said, what's tell me. He said, we had a great victory, blah, blah, blah. The Alliance had a great victory, because he works for the Alliance. Also, he's a mission coordinator. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said, yes, what happened? He said, yes, we've cleared up a big chunk of very, very negative energy, very, very negative place. And we've kicked out a lot of negativity from the Earth. Yeah. And I said, okay, what is it about? He said, we cleared a big web of underground, very deep bases with a lot of very dark stuff going there, and it's all left the
froze.
Show you, and it does that. It shows me pictures. So it shows me, it showed me a triangle area between the west coast of India. Well, it was Diego Garcia. He showed me a triangle with Diego Garcia in the middle. I didn't know about Diego Garcia. It's only 2 years I've been propelled into this. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and I know now, I learned, but didn't know about Diego Garcia. Okay. Maybe that's why he showed me on the map, because he knew I didn't know the name. He would say the name, I wouldn't, what? So he showed me this. And so I went, okay, they liberated the whole area underneath, under the ocean, underground. Wow, great. Well done, blah, blah, blah. I filmed myself saying that, posted it on YouTube that day. The night, just at night, someone said, hey, that's why the Schumann's resonance just burst today like mad. I went, what? And that day, the Schumann resonance went piked like amazing. Of course, because a great negativity had left the planet, and suddenly, you know. And also someone commented, oh, that's Diego Garcia. And I connected with a man who was prisoner there, and he was, when he heard that, he was crying. It's big, you know. So that was in April.
That's great. I know we lost an airline there that mysteriously got hijacked, and that's where everybody said it went, and they got rid of all the scientists and technicians there, and that was a scam so they could steal, you know, their technology and keep it and use it for, you know, the elite had wanted it. I won't mention who, but when you follow the paperwork, you go, who's to gain, you know? And it turns out the global elite guys were going to grab this technology they had. And I guess it was a real game changer technology that they were creating, you know, for the war industry. But a lot of other things going on in that area. But they definitely, I'll bet you a lot of those guys, if they didn't kill them, are going to resurface and you know, find, you know, tell their story about what really happened with that one flight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this man, his name is Mark. He's been interviewed to Journey to Truth, I think. And I connect, his wife just wrote to me, she's, because I post this video, and she said, "Oh, my husband, blah blah blah." And he tells about this this flight. Yeah. And I connect also with Tony Rodriguez, who is absolutely amazing. Everything he remembers, he remembers being to Diego Garcia. He remembers it well. Yeah.
I haven't followed too much. It's kind of weird. There's very few people I really follow. I'm just busy here with the ranch and I have a 70-acre ranch and retreat and workshops and everything going on here. I just don't have time to do the research, and I don't want to really read a lot of other people's work because I don't want to interfere with my own information, you know. And but lately, I mean, your book is amazing. So when I read that, I went, "Boy, this is like nails it." You know, this covers a lot of the really things I've experienced as well. And I can't thank you enough for putting that information out there for people. And I think it's so important right now for people to realize that, you know, A, we're not alone. B, we haven't been alone for a very, very long time. And C, that the Earth is a series of colonies that have come and gone and had to start over as primitives due to cataclysms and wars and pole shifts and things like that. And if you really want to meet an alien, just go in the bathroom, turn the light on, and look in the mirror, you know, because we're all a series of colonies, you know. And it's not, this isn't all far away. I mean, this is our DNA we're talking about. It's not all far away in the other dimensions. It's us, you know, we're part of this. And we're getting really close to the time where we're going to join the rest of the universe in peace, you know, under universal law, and join these alliances and the peaceful federations or whatever. And that's Earth's destiny eventually. And right now we're in the big cleanup process to make that come about and that happen. And is that pretty much the same thing you're experiencing right now? The information is that opportunity is going to be available for us to join the rest of the universe in peace, and just a world that we can't even dream of. You know, it's almost going to be like magic, because their science and their technology is so far beyond anything we can imagine. And that opportunity is going to be available to us, but we have to get our act together. We can't be divided and warlike, you know, and get our hands on these kind of technologies.
This is exactly it, James. I was told that the only way forward for us humans of Earth is to get on with each other. That's the only way forward. Get on with each other. Stop looking at our differences. Of course, we are humans. We are going to disagree on stuff. That's normal. That's being human. We disagree on stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay to disagree on stuff. Let us focus on what we agree upon. That's the way forward. What are you agreeing upon? Let's work with that. That's the world of tomorrow. Thorhan showed me a world of federated countries, federated in a peaceful world, a Earth Federation. And once we are there, not a central power, that's the bad ones, what they want to do. No, it's a federation of equally important countries. Mm-hmm. Once we arrive there, we are at the level to enter membership with the Galactic Federation, because we already have the technology. It's been given to us. We have everything. I don't remember who is this military high rank person who said, "We now have the technology to take ET home," and you know, and we have. We know how to use portals. We have med beds. We have free energy.
Head of Lockheed, you know.
Yeah, but it's in the wrong hands at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's been taken back, and once all the baddies are just gone, they are going. And once the process is just finished, we're gonna get back what is ours, our technology, what is rightfully ours, and we. I mean. we already have Solar Warden, who is an interstellar fleet. I mean, we have, I mean, everything we have, it's, you know, the Matrix, to me, as I understand it, it's not a parallel reality. It's an illusion of the mind. The Matrix is the belief that we don't have this technology, aliens don't exist, everything is all right, we just have to follow what the government said. That's the Matrix. That's the illusion. The reality is different. The reality is we have the technology and all these things are happening. That's the reality beyond the Matrix. So yes, the future is there at our door and we are nearly there. We just need to keep hope. The baddies are losing and they are trying everything to bring us down, say that no, we, you know, well, refuse fear.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because I know where some of that technology is and I've held some of it in my hand and I've watched it operate. And I was put in a room to watch over this technology where they had people, very famous rocket scientists, people from NASA, things like that, engineers, really well-known people were in this room. And the inventor said, if you can figure it out, you can have it. And they never did. They never figured it out because he says, you were never taught real science. He said, science comes to you. You know, it's a more of a spiritual thing. He said, you were taught you were taught in schools and in science and things, you know, you weren't taught about anti-gravity or counter-gravity, which is even more powerful, or, you know, the healing technologies and everything. None of that is taught. And, but it is there. And there are people that can teach it. And some of the people I work with have like 9 PhDs and they're basically not totally human, I would say. But I've held this. I mean, I held a device in my hand that had 9 coils and each coil put out 25,000 watts. It was ice cold when it was running and it was the size of a little pie pan, you know. You know, we tried to get some of this stuff out in the 90s and I won't mention his name, but he had his lab blown up and his family threatened and it was a real mess. And so we had to take it all apart and can it, you know, for now. But these things are waiting, but we have to have the consciousness for it. We have to have the door for it to come through that it's going to be protected and no harm shall come to the inventors. There's a lot of things we need to set into motion to, you know, pass some legislation that if you harm one of these guys, it's like the death penalty, you know, because they're, you know, the major corporations are putting out, you know, hit squads on these people. And that's kind of coming to an end, too, because they're under the microscope and they're being checked out. So these things, like you're saying, are, you know, we have replicators, med beds, free energy devices, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. We have everything.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of getting it out to the people and taking the people out that have been suppressing it for so long. You know, getting the right people into office and into power that are really focused on unity consciousness or universal law. And then these things can come about.
It's, yeah, that, nothing to add to that.
Yeah, these, and that's, I kind of feel like these higher dimensional beings, I mean, there's 13th dimensional beings pressing in on the earth right now with their consciousness and their energy. And with that consciousness and energy is universal law. They live according to it. And you really think about one positive thought outweighs a million negative thoughts. Can you imagine the consciousness of these beings adding their consciousness to the collective consciousness of Earth? There's no way you're going to stop this. It's like the creator itself has said, we're going to the next level. You know, everything's going to be restored and, you know, and healed. And this is where we're going, period. You know, there's resistance is futile. You know, you get with a program or you're going to get off the earth, you know, one or the other. And that's what I'm seeing in the big picture. And then we're watching all that unravel here on earth. And a lot of the chaos is part of the healing. We have to realize that the chaos is the old garbage being pushed up to the surface so we can see it, so we can heal it.
Oh my God, it's exactly what Thorhan said to me. In 2018, when they contacted me back, he said, we are here to, clear up the bottom of the pond to make, he said pond in English to me. And we have another world. Somebody else said the same thing. We're clearing up the bottom of the pond. We're steering the pond to make the mud come at the surface, that everybody sees it. And then we can scoop it. They can scoop it and finally drink the clear water. What is he talking about? Well, I understood as time went by. In December 2020, because he has told me who would rightfully win the American elections and elected by the people. He told me that.
Yeah.
And in 2020, in December, I said to him, well, what you told me 2 years ago, it's not going well. And he said, this person has been elected by the people. I was right. And the other one cheated. And I went, oh, right. And he said, the people needs to see who is their enemies and who are his allies. Who is the enemy and who are the allies? People need to see that in order to change, because it is all about a question of free will. Mm-hmm. You need to change yourself from within. If you are being saved, that's not the solution. It's not solving anything. It needs to come from within, an opening of consciousness, an awakening of consciousness, that suddenly you see what's going on, the breaking down of the matrix, the mind tricks, as I call it. So that's what he said. And that's what's been happening. And people need to see what's happening. And we're going to see more and more and more. And
I've seen it just all unfolding. And it's so obvious, you know, and I've been waiting for this to happen for since the 80s, you know, but it's finally coming about. But the, you know, like you're saying, is until it gets personal, people don't do anything. And when they start looking around, they start losing their jobs and their loved ones, and they see just everything going to hell. Finally, they're going to say, well, wait a second. We can't take this path. You know, this is a downward spiral. And enough people, I think, have seen that now. So there's going to be a big push to put an end to the people that are trying to go into communism, trying to go into socialism. And it's amazing, because I said, have you guys ever done any research on socialism and communism, you know, and Marxism, mm-hmm. and where that's gone in the past? And you know, they say, you know, these whole things, and you look at these organizations, you know, like Antifa and Black Lives Matters and everything. I go, so you guys are flipping out over the races on the planet now. What happens when a blue race comes or the feathered guys come, you know, or the, you know, I can go on a green race or whatever, you know, they're, you know, what are you going to do with that? You know, it's like, you can't even get together on this level. And then, but they don't realize that all of those divisions and all of those programs are all financed by the global elite, and they're put in place to do exactly what they're doing. So they are, I said, you are working for the very people you think you're fighting against, you know, and you don't understand. You are working for your own demise and your own enslavement. That's what you're working for. And I don't care if you're purple or green or blue or black or white or red, you know, yellow, it doesn't matter, you know, until you figure this out, all this, the one that's going to take these guys down is unity. You know, when everybody gets together and chooses, you know, universal peace and brothers, sisters, love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. When we all make a choice that we're going to work towards that and not start keep fighting and dividing each other, and we unify, it's over. And that's what needs to happen. You know, there's no way around it. It's that's where things are going to go. And I think we have two choices right now. We either get with the program, the ascension process, or we're going to be taken out. And just to be blunt, you know, it's, if you're not frequency specific to what's unfolding right now, you're not going to be here. Neither is your kingdom, you know, and you know, everything you've gained at the expense of others is going to be taken from you and, you know, put back into the pool basically, you know? So that's where I see things going. I don't know. I'm sure you're probably getting something similar, similar information.
Yes, similar information. There's a shift in humanity. Those who decide to ascend and follow the path of the future, the time, the good timeline, the progressive timeline on which we stepped, and the other ones will just get stuck and stay there and just don't know what's happening, like zombies, you know. The thing is, you know, we are in these bodies, in these avatars, which are not eternal. It's decaying. We're going to leave them at a stage. Those who have decided not to evolve anyway, they leave anyway, and they come back. And maybe that time they will take the good timeline, you know. So It's just postponing the evolution. I don't believe there will be people like saving themselves and others doomed forever. No, those who don't choose to take the shortcut, they will get there eventually. They just postpone their evolution, their awakening. It's just their path. They've chosen that. And Thorhan told me, he said, you know, it's free will. You don't want the government to impose decisions, drastic decisions upon you. You want to be free to choose. And so do they. Don't do as the deep state does on these people. Try to convince them first. Speak why you think it's a bad idea to do certain things and do your best. And if they still choose not to follow your advice, stop there. Respect their free decision because that's the greater law of universe. It's everybody's freedom to decide.
Yeah, we call that the divine right to free stupidity. Divine right to stupidity. It's kind of like I always go, careful, you hurt yourself. Choose wisely, you know, because there is an action reaction, you know. And that's all being accelerated and sped up. So we really need to choose wisely in this process. And there is a place for the people that don't choose. You know, they, like you're saying, it might not be their time, and that's okay.
Yeah, you know, that's okay.
Just stay out of my way. But anyway, I think we're hitting the end of the hour here pretty quick. What's the best way for people to get in contact with you to find out more about your work and definitely get a hold of your book? And I can't tell people, you know, it's called A Gift from the Stars, Alien Races. Here's the book. And I'll tell you something. I don't read books anymore. I stopped reading books a long time ago, and I'm reading this one. This is the first book I've actually picked up and am reading. So there's another one called Saving Jesus. Michal Ledwith wrote it. It's a great book. It's a real history of what really happened, you know. But it's amazing. Amazing book. So what's the best way people can get a hold of you and your book and anything else you're doing?
Well, for everything I do, it's my YouTube channel at the moment, Elena Danan. So there's a lot of interviews, Q&As, and free meditations and guidance. So that's my YouTube channel. And otherwise, I have a website, elenadanan.org, .com/org. And on there, you can find workshops and also how to find my book, all the links to my book. Otherwise, if you want to go directly on Amazon, the book is on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles as well. So that's me.
And you'll be here virtually at our conference, which is going to be great. I wish we could get you out here on physically so you can come experience what's happening here. But I'm sure that pretty soon, I think this is all going to come to an end and we'll be able to travel freely again. I don't think it's too far out. But
Awesome. I can't wait to visit your ranch. Oh my gosh. And thank you so much for inviting me to the panel of the conferences. I look forward to it very much.
Awesome. Hey, I can't thank you enough for I know we got a lot more to cover, so we'll get you back on the show soon. And again, it's awesome having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you.
All right. It's James Gillen signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio and ESETI Stargate. And look for us on Rumble and Gab and all the other sources too if our lines seem to get cut here and taken down. So anyway, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and be kind to each other and the planet. That's all you need to do to get through these times. Have a great evening. Good night. Oh,